We left Colby, Kansas early this morning with a stiff north tailwind and headed south to Oklahoma. We kind of dodged rain in and out all day long. There were four vehicles on the yellow route today, and the average yield on these four vehicles was 39.1 bushels per acre. This included fields not only in northern Oklahoma, but in western central Kansas as well. The entire tour today made 264 stops, and the day two average is 37.1 bushels per acre, and that's compared to 43.7 bushels per acre on day two last year. And the two-day average for this year is 40.5 compared to 48.5 bushels per acre last year. The first stop in my vehicle was west of Gate on Highway 64. We talked to a producer in the area, and he averaged 31 bushels per acre last year. And with the current conditions, he hopes to average 20 to maybe even 25 this year. I'm holding out a lot of hope on that. His insurance adjuster is coming out tomorrow, and he'll know more about the status of his crop. We made a couple stops in Harper County, and they looked to maybe yield an estimated in yield of in the low 30s. But after speaking to some local producers in Buffalo at lunch, they are at the same rate. I mean, they're hoping to get 25 this year. The drought conditions and freezes in the Panhandle area, they've really set the crop back. A couple stops in Woods County around Alva show they have an estimated yield of around 30 to 35. And conditions really improved as we moved into Alfalfa County near Cherokee. Kenneth Vail's field just north of his house is in really good condition, is standing 18 to 20 inches tall. And the OSU wheat variety trials right there at Kenneth's house also, they are looking good. There's a couple of varieties that have actually started to head. And then we continue east into Grant County, and the wheat continued to improve. One field just east of Bedford is headed out nicely. That doesn't look like I have any serious issues in the field. So without any weather problems in the next, 2 to 3 weeks, this field could yield in the mid-40s. Our last stop for today was west of Blackwell, and this wheat had not yet started to head, and it looks to yield an estimated 31 bushels per acre. So we really saw what we expected as we came into Oklahoma out of Kansas. The drought conditions and late freezes have definitely taken a toll on this year's crop, as was voiced by local producers and indicated by the predictions for the Oklahoma crop that were released today.